The National Cabinet's meeting today, and it could be fiery given the parochialism that's been on show in recent weeks. The Prime Minister's demanding states prepare more quarantine facilities for international arrivals in an effort to get more of the 27,000 Australians stranded overseas back home. But some states want the Commonwealth to foot some of the bill. With more, here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
She grew up near Seattle, but Anne-Marie Thorson has spent most of her adult life living in Australia.
I came to Australia when I was 19, so that was back in 1989.
She went back to the US late last year to celebrate her 50th birthday and spend time with her elderly parents. As COVID-19 spread, she agonised over whether to race home or stay with her parents in case they got sick.
I didn't know what to do, and unfortunately I hesitated too long in making the decision, and the borders closed.
She desperately wants to come home to Melbourne, but can't.
They started capping and with quarantines and having to self-fund your quarantines. I just can't afford it.
Her plight is one of many hinging on the decisions made by National Cabinet. The Prime Minister, Premiers and Chief Ministers will meet again today as they do each fortnight. Scott Morrison has already declared the cap on international arrivals will be lifted from 4,000 a week to 6,000 from next Friday. But National Cabinet hasn't agreed yet, with Queensland and Western Australia wanting the Commonwealth to put forward resources, not just demands, if they are to house, secure and care for more people in quarantine. The 27,000 Australians stranded overseas aren't the only ones hoping for more inbound international flights. Simon Westaway from the Australian Tourism Industry Council says raising the cap will send a strong message to international airlines that Australia is working towards reopening its borders.
We've got to start that slow journey back, and the only way we can do that is by welcoming more people in.
The National Cabinet will be briefed by former Health and Finance Department head Jane Holton, who reviewed the state's hotel quarantine arrangements. But even if consensus is reached, 2,000 extra places a week will still leave many Australians getting bumped from flights or unable to afford a ticket at all.
It's a step in the right direction, but I don't think we're going to feel any massive impact in that increased number.
Michelle Hughes is in Hong Kong. Her husband and three children have made it back to Sydney, all on different flights. She has a flight to Sydney booked for next week and a second flight with a different airline booked for October in case she gets bumped.
It's like the Titanic, you know, the first class and second class go first and, bad luck if you're in economy.
That's Stranded Australian Michelle Hughes, ending that report by Melissa Clark and producer Georgia Hitch.